and democracy won't be compromised. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's according to the Office of Taiwan's president, which responded to a speech by China's leader at the opening of China's Communist Party Congress. Xi Jinping promoted reunification efforts with Taiwan and reserved the option of taking all necessary measures to achieve it. During the week-long gathering, President Xi is expected to award himself another five-year term. President Biden is back on the East Coast after a swing in Colorado, California, and Oregon. Yesterday in Portland, he talked about lowering the cost of prescription drugs through the Inflation Reduction Act.
We pay more for our prescription drugs than any other nation in the world. And by the way, it's the same exact drug, not just a drug, but the same manufacturer.
The president is promoting his policies to try to turn out Democratic votes on Election Day.
They're not saying, oh, you know what, everybody's better off, because what can they talk about? Inflation, gas prices, crime, drugs, and open border. They have nothing to run on.
Ronna McDaniel is the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Police in Northern California believe they've put a stop to a killing spree. They nabbed a suspected serial killer.
Stockton police Saturday announcing the arrest of 43-year-old Wesley Brown Lee in connection to six murders and another shooting across Stockton and Oakland, found wearing dark clothing and a mask at the time.
He was also armed with a firearm when he was taken into custody. We are sure we stopped another killing.
Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden says the arrest was made possible thanks to tips from the community at large.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Brownlee is expected to be arraigned on murder charges on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Police in New York City have caught up with a teenager they say shot and killed another teen on a subway.
Keandre Russell of Queens was arrested and charged with the murder of 15-year-old J. John Burnett. Police say two groups of teens Friday were on a train when they started arguing. It quickly escalated and a single shot was fired that struck Burnett in the chest.
Fox's Jim Osman. He's been suspended, but he won't be fired. After a two-year investigation, a member of the Chicago Police Department has been linked to the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group. That's according to the city's watchdog agency. The Chicago Sun-Times says the officer took part in group chats and attended a barbecue sponsored by the group. The Proud Boys are at the center of a criminal investigation into last year's Capitol riot. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack may not be done holding hearings.
Asked at a forum at the University of Notre Dame about the House Select Committee's decision to wait until a final hearing to subpoena former President Trump, Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney said this.
It's not necessarily the last day of the hearings.
But Cheney adds the committee wanted to talk to as many witnesses as possible before seeking testimony from the former president.
It's very important that the investigation be conducted in a way that is rigorous and disciplined and responsible.
At that hearing last week, Cheney said the committee has information to consider multiple criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Postseason baseball, the San Diego Padres are headed to the National League Championship Series after finishing off the LA Dodgers. They'll play the Philadelphia Phillies. The Houston Astros are on their way to the American League Championship Series after eliminating the Seattle Mariners. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.